Warning. The views expressed on the Mike Cannon Show, or the segments brought to you on this Indie Media Radio Show do not necessarily reflect the views of WNRB nor WNRB's host.
This is my boomstick!
The Mike Cannon Show.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Welcome again to the continuing saga, which is the Mike Cannon Show, indie media radio for Central Wisconsin. Mostly this show's format is to bring you interviews and shows from other not-for-profit and or community-based radio shows from around the world. We do this in hopes of keeping you informed of other alternative media sources. For this week's show, the first hour will be diverging slightly from that format. This week only, I bring you a new segment called Pod Wars. In a Texas town far, far away lives a 19-year-old fellow who's mad at Mike Cannon. You see, this guy started his own right-wing podcast and posted it to a site that is dedicated to, and I quote here, "We exist to be an alternative to the corporate and government media which do not serve the struggles for liberty, justice, and peace." So though I am not for censorship, I think his homophobic and racist rants would be better served elsewhere on some right-wing site instead of taking up precious resources on the site he posted to. Perhaps I was harsh on the lad, but I did write him a letter stating what I thought of his show. Now, on his next podcast, he used it to attack me for daring to call him a racist and a homophobe. He brought it into the cyber world war level, so here are some of his non-racist, homophobic remarks for you to judge for yourself. Pod Wars.
And that's about... Let me think. Can't really think of anything to give this purpose other than Mike Cannon's a dirty Jew.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander.
So you, Mr. Mike Cannon, from the same place I broadcast my shit from, you can go to hell.
And once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny.
Okay, let's see. I'm loving the idea that someone's actually listening. I'm loving the idea that I'm getting hate mail because that means I could be successful at this.
Dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Okay, I think I'm calmed down now. Mr. Mike Cannon, I've looked at your stuff. All you have are body counts to background music. But let me tell you this right now. If you honestly think my show is homophobic and racist, then you're a dirty faggot nigger.
It's not wise, I've said a Wookiee.
Oh. For some gay reason I went to CNN.com.
Control. You must run control.
Ugh! Okay, I'm about to go in, I'm going to get my enlistment, that means I'm going to be a Marine. Next thing you know is, you call my show the most homophobic, racist piece of shit? That pisses me off. I've seen what you do. All you do is can post the body count.
You have learned much, young one.
The actual quote she said on September the 13th, 2001, saying, we should invade the countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity, which is really cool.
Wars not make one great!
I got my first piece of hate mail in, and I'm starting to like this guy, but you know what, you guys are dirty Jews.
Twisted by the dark side becomes true.
But that's really, really retarded. It's, you know, that's how you spell those, but there's retarded people out there.
I'm looking forward to completing your training. In time, you will call me Master.
For this purpose other than, Mike Cannon's a dirty Jew. Mike Cannon's a dirty Jew. Mike Cannon's a dirty Jew. Dirty Jew. Dirty Jew. Dirty Jew. Dirty Jew. You're a dirty faggot nigger. Dirty Jew. You're a dirty faggot nigger. Dirty Jew. You're a dirty faggot nigger. Dirty Jew.
Mr. Jones, you're a young man, so when you call things gay, I am sure you don't mean gay as in fun, frolicking sense of the word, but as a slight comparing gay people to bad things. And when you call some people tards, I'm sure you're not ripping into tartar sauce feelings. However, you are being hurtful to people different than yourself. Those words and comment and similar ones to those that you like to use will be all right for your stated efforts to join the United States Marine Corps coming up next month. However, might I suggest as a former Marine myself that the N-word will not do you very well in the military. There are only two types of Marines you see in the Marine Corps, light green and dark green Marines. You learn that distinction in basic training, and good luck with that, by the way. Normally I don't play much music, but here's an appropriate nice going away song for this new young buck Marine, Stan Ridgway's Camouflage. Semper Fi, Mr. Jones.
Jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone, and I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun, and I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big Marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, "Wait." When he came in close beside me, said, "Don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have to die." I said, "Well, thanks a lot." I told him my name and asked him his, and he said, "The boys just call me Camouflage." The brush and all around our ears. It was then I saw this big Marine light a fire in his eye, and it was strange, but suddenly I forgot my fear. Well, we fought all night and side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man, 'cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end we were had. Then a bullet with my
'cause when I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big Marine named Camelfly. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, "You may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camelfly, and he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long." But before he went, he said, "Semper Fi," and said his only wish was to save a young Marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big Marine named Camelfly. Whoa, camouflage. Things are never quite the way they seem. This was an awfully big Marine. So next time you're in a jungle fight and you feel a presence near or hear a voice that in your mind will lie, just be thankful that you're not alone and you've got some company from a big Marine boys call Camelfly.
Sit back, relax, breathe in. Slowly, there you go. Enjoy the Mike Cannon Show.
Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
What do all men with power want? More power.
Now they knew who was master and leader. Sheep, thought I.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here? Well, I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough. Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then I felt like I really offered society something. You've got it stuck in your brain that I must have done that.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't mean to kill anyone. Dang it. I had it here.
I don't. I don't pretend to this old town or anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And
world whom I have to deal with every day. Believe me, if I started murdering people, they'd be never be left.
Chemical weapons threat. Terrorists dangerous die. In turn, murders.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
As of Monday, February 20th, 2006, 2,274 United States military personnel have died in Iraq since the start of the invasion. 16,549 United States military personnel have been wounded, over 5,000 of which have suffered grievous injuries such as amputations.
Join us or die.
According to the British medical journal Lancet, over 100,000 Iraqi civilians have died since the start of the invasion.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?